So the question was asked, what is Zimun? What's the whole idea? So there are a few concepts in Zimun. The original Zimun was instituted that we unify together and one person makes the blessing on behalf of everyone. Originally, Zimun was so that all of us would just listen and answer Amen. It's like a Shalech Tzibur. And that's, in certain ways, that's preferable because we're all uniting in praising Hashem, Bidrav Al Madrat Melech. And Chazal instituted this idea of Zimun, that when people ate together, they should also join together in their praise of Hashem. Today, ever since the days of the Rosh, about 800, 700 years ago, we're no longer so focused, so we don't do it, us Ashkenazim at any rate, and most Sephardim. We don't do Zimun that way. Meaning we begin the Zimun, we get together for benching, but then we each say our own benching. And the ideal way to do it is that the guy who's doing Zimun should begin the blessing out loud and end each blessing out loud. Because b'di'eved, if you say the beginning and end of each blessing, so then very often you could be yotze with just that. Meaning all the additions in the middle usually are not me'akev. They're not incumbent to the degree where if you'd miss them, you'd lose it. So lechatchila, that's a better way of doing Zimun. But the custom today is that only on the first blessing. And the ideal way to do Zimun would be that the one who's doing Zimun should say benching out loud, and everyone else should follow under their breath, should say it quietly. And that's the way which you're doing Zimun the way you used to, where he's the one saying it out loud. And yet, because we can't focus well to such long speeches anymore, so you'd be saying it quietly and you'd be motzi yourself. But you'd always finish the blessing a second before him to answer amin to his blessing. Mm-hmm. What were we asking though?
No, I just said what? After he said we can't focus.